Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbath Joint Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is April 27, 2017. It is Zif 1, 2021. We will start our first service on this day, Lily Sabbath, with a song entitled, Let Yahshua Come Into Your Heart. If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Yahshua come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Yahshua come into your heart. Yes, now you're that he's given. Just now reject him no more. Just now open the door. Let Yahshua come into your heart. If 'tis for purity now that you sigh, let Yahshua come into your heart. Fountains for cleansing are flowing nearby. Let Yahshua come into your heart. Just now your doubt is given. Just now reject him no more. Just now open the door. Let Yahshua come into your heart. If the tempest your voice cannot still, let Yahshua come into your heart. If there's a void this world never can still fill, let Yahshua come into your heart. Just now your doubt is given. Just now reject him no more. Just now throw open the door. Let Yahshua come into your heart. If you would join the glad songs of the blessed, let Yahshua come into your heart. If you would enter the mansions of rest, let Yahshua come into your heart. Just now your doubt is given. Just now reject him no more. Just now throw open the door. Let Yahshua come into your heart. Part 7, Gentiles, Acts chapter 1. It says in verse chapter 4, and then assembled together with them, this is Acts chapter 1, verse 4, and then assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with the water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Yahshua, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom unto Israel? This has a new point to make here on this verse 6. The disciples are asking him, Yahshua, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom unto Israel? See, indicating that When you do restore the kingdom, will you again restore it unto Israel? Because the first time it was restored unto Israel. It was restored in 586 B.C. It was restored by 515 B.C. completely. After the children of Judah got returned from their 70-year captivity under Nebuchadnezzar, out of Babylon, from the north. So the disciples, they know the history, and so they're asking this Savior, Yeshua, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom unto Israel? Or if you restore it again, where and when will you restore it unto, if not Israel, in other words? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. He says, to the disciples, he said, the Father hath put that in his own power, the knowing. When the Israel is going to, when there is to be a restoration of Israel again unto the kingdom, or restore again the kingdom unto Israel, and when he has spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, received him out of their sight, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? He says, there, this same Yeshua, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So he is going to come in like manner as you've seen him go up. They don't know how he came to earth. They know how he came to earth. Well, matter of fact, Yahshua came to earth the first time with the Father to create this earth. And he came in, no doubt, the Father's chariot. That was in the beginning of Genesis chapter 1, the beginning of creation. When he came the second time, no one beheld him except the three wise men, and Joseph and Mary in the manger. They knew about his first coming in the human flesh. They knew about him coming in the spiritual flesh in the beginning of the creation. But only Joseph and Mary and the three wise men witnessed or knew about his coming in the flesh as a babe in a manger. Only, according to the record, five people, all we know is that witnessed it. Plus all the angels, naturally. Acts 1:12. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Yahshua, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, that the Holy Spirit by the mouth of the David spake before concerning Judas, that was to guide them that took Yeshua, for he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased the field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. It was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of the Psalm, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take, meaning his office. So talking about Judas Iscariot, says let his habitation be desolate, in other words, the place where he lives, and let no man dwell therein. So the place where Judas lived, said let his habitation be desolate, let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric, office, let another take. 12th position of the disciples was vacated. I sure vacated with the Judas Iscariot being purged out at the Last Supper. So it says, let his habitation become desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his habitation. Let it become desolate, let no man dwell therein, and his office let another take. So Matthias took the office of Judas Iscariot for 3.5 years. And then when that 3.5 years up, Yeshua come and chose Paul to take Matthias's place as one of the 12 apostles, with their names written in the 12 foundations of the holy city. And instead of Judas having his name on the foundation with the other 11, and Matthias, the one that the disciples chose to take Judas's place, his name is not there either, because Yahshua come 3.5 years later, and he chose Judas as a Paul on his way to Damascus, persecute and prosecute the what we call Christian believers, the believers at that time. Acts 1:21. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Yeshua Messiah went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou Yeshua, which knowest the hearts, Thou Yahweh, which knowest the hearts of all men, show a sign, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go unto his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Chapter 2, verse 1. The day of Pentecost. When the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from the heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And now this was noised abroad, and all the king came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans, and how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Greeks and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of the Yahweh. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of a new wine. Peter preaches to the crowd, verse 14, Acts chapter 2. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass, in the last days, saith Yahweh, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaiden I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of Yahshua come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahshua shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Yahshua of Nazareth, a man approved of Yahweh among you by the miracles and wonders and signs which Yahweh did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of Yahweh, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom Yahweh has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Yahweh always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Then, and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Yahweh has sworn with an oath unto him, that of the fruit of his loins according unto the flesh, he would raise up Yahshua to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Yahshua, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Yahshua hath Yahweh raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yahweh exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Yahweh said unto my Yahshua, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yahweh hath made that same Yahshua, whom ye have crucified, both king and Savior. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter, and unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahshua Messiah, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, and unto your children, and unto all that are far off, even as many as Yahweh, our Elohim, or Yeshua, our King, shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and departed them unto all men, as every man had the need. And they continued daily with the one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising Yahweh and having favor with all the people. And the Yahweh added unto the congregation daily such as should be saved. Okay, that's the end of chapter 2. Chapter 3 goes into a lame man is healed by Peter, no doubt. At the start with verse 1 of chapter 3. Says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. So that's the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Yeshua, Messiah of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising Yahweh. Now all the people saw him walking and praising Yahweh, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto them. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter, and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. When Peter saw it, he answered unto to the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? For the Yahweh of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and Yahweh of our fathers hath glorified his son Yahshua, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of the pilot, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom Elohim hath raised from the dead, are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I want not, through ignorance, you did it as did also your rulers. But those things which Elohim before had showed by the mouth of all the prophets, that Yahshua should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Yahweh, and he shall send Yahshua Messiah, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things. which Elohim hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall Yahweh your Elohim raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people, yea, and all the prophets from the Samuel, and those that follow after, as many have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant, whom which Elohim made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Like unto you first, Yahweh, having raised up his son Yahshua, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. End of chapter 3. Acts chapter 4, and as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came up on them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Yahshua the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas, and John and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done unto the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and unto all the people of Israel, that by the name of Yahshua Messiah of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom Yahweh raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, and that they had been with the Yahshua. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do unto these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest unto all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that is spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Yahshua. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of Yahweh to hearken unto you more than unto Yahweh, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified Yahweh for that which was done. All men, see, glorified Yahweh for that which was done. That's on verse 21. So it says that in verse 23, for the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of the healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that they lifted up their voice unto Yahweh with one accord and said, Yahweh, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? For the kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against Yahweh, the Father, and against his Son, Yahshua the Messiah. For of a truth, against thy holy child, Yahshua, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles, pay attention to that, verse 27, and the people of Israel were gathered together. I'll read that verse 27 again. For of a truth, against thy holy child, Yahshua, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Yahweh, behold their teachings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Spirit, child Yahshua. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of Yahweh with boldness. Common holding of possessions. Verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Now they said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Yeshua Messiah. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of the lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias, now this is the end of chapter 4, let's go on into Acts chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias, with a Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy unto it, brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? That I have not lied unto men, but unto the Yahweh. And hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Well, can you imagine the testimony that gave for those that were in attendance and observing the going on? Well, I can imagine. That man named Joseph, J-O-S-E-S, it actually should be spelt with a Y, Yosef, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus. Now here's a man that was of a Levite, and he came from Cyprus, and he had joined in the unity of the people there at Jerusalem. and he wanted to be one in accord with them. And so he made a vow that he would sell a parcel of land that he had, and he'd give it all. And he sold it all, and he kept his word. He gave it. He brought it to the apostles and laid it at their feet. As we understand, Ananias and Sapphira, they died for them reneging on their promise to pay all. This man, Joses, the Levite, he didn't die. He was blessed. He continued on, and he has eternal life. But those that lied to the Spirit, Ananias and Sapphira, they died, and their soul rests in hell. Same thing today. You lie to the Spirit after you have been shown the truth, and you lie and say this is not the truth after all, like Brother W. Johnson did. And yet they think they made it anyway. Alright, let's go on. And so it says, and Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the Spirit. Great fear came on all them that heard these things, and the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Yahweh? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the spirit. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the congregation of Israel at Jerusalem. I added that part. And upon as many as heard these things, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, there's no man joined himself unto them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added unto the Yahweh, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, but that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with the unclean spirit, and they were healed every one. Okay, the apostles in prison for this. Verse 17, Acts chapter 5. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, there's your Sadducees now, and were filled with the indignation. Ooh, boy. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of Yahweh by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple unto the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent unto the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us? Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey Yahweh rather than men. The Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahshua, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance unto Israel and forgiveness of sins, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Spirit, whom Yahweh hath given unto them that obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart, and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed unto yourselves, that what ye intend to do is touching these men. For before these days arose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, unto whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who were slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him, he also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone, for if this counsel or this work be of that man, it will come to naught. But if it be of Yahweh, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against Yahweh. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Yahshua, and let them go. Oh, they agreed with Gamaliel, all right. They were smarting from their defeat, and so they said, well, we can still beat them, we can flog them, and we can command them not to speak in the name, in this name anymore. In other words, you can go speak, but don't speak in that name. There's power in that name. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Yahshua Messiah. Let's read that again. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Yahshua the Messiah. We just finished Acts chapter 5. Let's see where we go from there. Let's just go right on into Acts chapter 6. And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews. Now, keep in mind, the Grecians, as I understand it, are not Gentiles. They are the Jewish sect. And so are the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. So it looks like the Grecians fellowshipped with the Hebrews. Then the 12 call the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of Yahweh and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, that we will give ourselves continually unto prayer and unto the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of the faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of the Antioch, and they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of Yahweh increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient unto the faith. Stephen's accused of blasphemy, verse 8, Acts chapter 6. And Stephen, full of the faith and power, he had the power now, he had the Pentecostal power, he got the outpouring too, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Now, why were these individuals scattered around in the camp were able to do these healing works? Because they became perfect, got rid of all their sin, came through the Pentecost and got the Pentecostal power that enabled them to do this. Those that wanted to do this, that had the Pentecostal power, they had the privilege to invoke the sacred name. And the name of the Yahshua, rise up and walk. But you have to come through the Pentecost. You have to be empowered with the Holy Spirit in order to do this. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the Synagogue of the Libertine, and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of the Cilicia and of the Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they summoned this suborned men, which said, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and against Yahweh." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council and set up false witnesses, which said, "This man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Yahshua of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us." And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Then said, that's the end of Acts chapter 6. Let's go right on into Acts chapter 7. Then said the high priest, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The Yahweh of the glory appeared unto our father Abraham, and he was in the Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein you now dwell, and he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on, yet he promised that he would give it unto him for possession and unto his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. And Yahweh spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil for 400 years. And the nation unto whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said Yahweh. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of the circumcision, and so Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs, and the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but Yahweh was with him, and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt. And C-H-A-N-A-A-N. Canaan, yeah. And great affliction. And our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time, Joseph was made known unto his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob unto him, and all his kindred 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and our father, and were carried over into Shechem, and laid in the sepulcher that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which Elohim has sworn unto Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children unto the end that they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren of the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that Yahweh by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? So when Moses approached those two that was fighting the day before, he said he would have put them at one to as brethren, if they had believed him that he was raised up to deliver them. But that one that did the wrong against his brother, he was the one that rose up against Moses. So you see, the Israelites, they had enemies in their camp while they were in bondage down there in Egypt. They had enemies among themselves, and they were brethren, fighting against each other. That's the reason why they were fighting against each other, is because one believed one way and another believed the other way. One of them believed that it was time for their deliverance and that they should be delivered, and the other one said, no. Apparently, that's what it was. And they got to fighting against each other. And Moses separated them and told them, you know. Anyway, it says, Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, for he begat 2 sons. And when 40 years was expired, there appeared unto him in the wilderness of the Mount Sinai, S-I-N-A, an angel of the Yahweh, and a flame of the fire in a bush. Who is this angel of the Yahweh? This was Yahshua the Messiah, himself. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Yahshua came unto him, saying, that was the voice of the Father Yahweh. The voice of the Father Yahweh came unto him, saying, I am the Elohim of thy fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. And then said the Yahweh unto him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. So Yahweh had come down, and the Father and the Son, apparently, and traveling sanctuary, or the Son came down in his traveling sanctuary, but he was unseen to Moses. He couldn't see it because he had shoes on his feet. But when he put off the shoes off his feet, he was able to understand the spiritual message that was being delivered unto him, and to accept that voice coming out of that bush as a voice of Yahshua, the Son, given by the Father. The Father speaking through his Son. I have seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them, and now come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared unto him in the bush. There it is, right there, the hand of the angel, Yahshua. So Yahshua went with Moses down to Egypt. He was that rock in the cloud coming out of Egypt that overshadowed the multitude of the Egyptians and the Israelites as they made their way out of Egypt into the wilderness of the people. Verse 36, Acts chapter 7. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Yahweh your Elohim raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall you hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spake unto him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us. Okay, our fathers were the lively oracles to give unto us, and what does it say there in Romans chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3, I believe? It says, what advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of Yahweh. So you can go put Romans chapter 3, verse 2 right here with Acts 7:38, Romans 3, 2. Unto whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust them him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt. Now these ones that wanted to turn back into Egypt, they were on the side of that servant 40 years earlier that resisted Moses to deliver them then. Verse 40, Acts 7, saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not of what has become of him. And so here's these uncircumcised heathen, Egyptian, and Israelites together, bonding together, and they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifice unto the idol and rejoiced in the works of their own hand. Then Yahweh turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have ye offered unto me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god, Remphan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of the witness in the wilderness, as it had appointed Moses unto, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according unto the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Yahshua into the possession of the Gentiles, whom Yahweh drave out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor before Yahweh and desired to find a tabernacle for the Elohim of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool, and what house will you build me, saith the Yahweh, or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it? Stephen stoned to death. Verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. And he, being full of the Holy Spirit, stood up steadfastly into heaven, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of Yahweh, and Yahshua stand on the right hand of the Father, and said, behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of the Father. And they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him, and the witness laid witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul, which later on became Paul, the converted one, that became the 12th apostle. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon Yahweh and saying, Yahshua Messiah, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Yahweh, lay not this sin unto their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. This brings the end of chapter 7 of Acts. This brings the end of our study for this hour. We're a little over time. We're going to close another service with a song. I want an eternal home by Elijah David. Stars from heaven shining down, lost my pathway on the ground. Oh, let that light shine through my soul. I'll sing praises to his name, and I'll never ever be the same. For I'm begging him my eternal home. Eternal home, the angels sing. Eternal home, for heaven rings. Eternal home, with joy divine. Eternal home, for every night. Well, I met the Savior one day.
Eternal home, with joy divine, eternal home.